Amos chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was the compiler of the Mishnah. He was the son of Rabban Shimon, from the that we mentioned in the last Mishnah of the last chapter. And Rabbi said as follows. He said, "Ezi derech yesharet shiavolo adam." What is the right path, the right course that a person should follow? He says, "Kol shi teferis la'isa," anything which brings honor to him. "The tiferis lo min adam," and brings him honor from men. In other words, it's a balance between what brings him personal satisfaction and which benefits society. So example, the cart he brings is like when it comes to money. If he was just like a stingy person, he would only benefit himself by accumulating his wealth. So that would benefit him, but it would benefit society. On the other hand, if he was a person who just gave away all of his money, so he would squander all his wealth. He would end up with nothing left. So the right way is the middle path, moderation. Generosity lies halfway between squandering and stinginess. That's what the Carti brings over there, and that's a path, a middle path. The person should choose for himself a middle path. Veheva izar b'mitzvah kala. He should be careful with a light commandment as with a heavy commandment. Because we don't know at the end of the day the reward given for the mitzvah. So all mitzvahs, we might think that a particular mitzvah is, you know, light and inconsequential and unimportant mitzvah. Who knows, says Rebbe, who knows the reward that Hashem is going to give for each mitzvah at the end of the day. And so every mitzvah should be treated with importance. The hever mechashav hefsed mitzvah keneged schara. You should weigh up the loss incurred by doing a mitzvah with the reward. So if a person, let's say, has to spend some money to perform a particular mitzvah, he shouldn't be thinking of the loss of the money, but he should be thinking of the reward that he's going to get one day in Olam Haba. The schar vary keneged hefsada, and also when it comes to Navaira, person that thinks of doing a Navaira and the reward that they're going to get for, I mean, not the reward, but they're going to come into money. They can make a lot of money by doing an Avera. They should weigh up and realize that money is offset against the punishment that they will one get in Olam Haba. Vistakel bishleisha devarim. And a person should bear in mind three things. He should always bear these things in mind. Viata balida avera. If he bears these three things in mind, he won't come to sin. Dama lamala mimcha. The person should consider, he should realize what is above him. We should all know all the time what is above us. Ayin ra'a, an eye, a seeing eye. Hashem is watching everything that we do. For oizen shomas, and an ear that's a listening ear. Hashem is listening to every single word that we're saying. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. And not only is everything being watched and listened to, but everything is being written down in a book, so to speak, meaning that that Hashem keeps a record of everything that is going on, every deed, every action, every word, and nothing is forgotten.